Notice what he did. Verse 6 now again. This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. Isn't that interesting? You see, what has happened is that they have flung this woman down in the midst there, and there she is, as defiant as she can be. And she might have used some four-letter words. I don't know. But I do know this, that with disheveled hair, there she is. And it's humiliation. It's embarrassment. Somebody says, well, she's guilty. So what? Is this the thing that should be done? And our Lord noticed this. He didn't look at her. He stooped down and began to write on the ground. Now, you know, that was an interesting thing that he did. And if you turn back to Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, at verse 13, you'd pick up something quite interesting. It says there, O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from thee shall be written in the earth, because they've forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Now, who had forsaken the Lord? This woman? Yes, she had. But what about the religious rulers? So our Lord stooped down and wrote. What did he write? You know, this is the only occasion that he ever wrote anything. And it was written in the sand there and was tramped out by the crowd. I've often wondered what he wrote, and I think that, frankly, friends, that he wrote something quite interesting, and I'm going to make a suggestion. He did not want to embarrass the woman. He just stooped down and wrote. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he still won't look at the woman. He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Now, why did he say that? Well, the Lord said in Jeremiah that those that have turned against God will be written on the earth. What's he writing down there? Well, I think that he wrote something like this. There was there an old Pharisee that when he was a young fella, he went over at Corinth and he had quite a fling. And the girl's name, I don't know what it was, but our Lord knew when he wrote the name of the girl, and this old Pharisee got a look at it. He didn't know anybody knew that. And then there was another one of these scribes. He had left up in Galilee a girl that was pregnant, and he didn't marry her. And he didn't know anybody knew, and our Lord wrote the name of the girl there and his name with it. And he saw that. May I say to you, I think he went down the list there that day. And then he lifted up and he said, now, if you're without sin, you go ahead and throw a stone. May I tell you, friends, I don't know about you, but that took me out of the stone-throwing business a long time ago. It'll take a lot of you out of the stone-throwing business also. And notice, he stooped down and he wrote on the ground again because there's some more of them there. And you know what happened? And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even to the last. And an old Scotch commentator, he said, the elder ones, they went out first because they had more sense than the younger ones. The younger ones hung around, and when they saw their name, they finally caught on, and they left also. So that actually, there's not but one person left there that can throw a stone at her, and that's Jesus. He could have thrown a stone at her. But notice, and Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, now he looked around and this crowd of religious leaders, they've all left. You see, they weren't in a position to throw stones. What hypocrites they were. We still have the crowd with us today, by the way. And will you notice that? And when he saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Don't tell me our Lord didn't have a sense of humor. He says, where are your accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? Why, he heard all this noise and fol-de-rol that was going on, a mob. Now nobody's there. It's all quiet. He says, why? Isn't there some man to condemn thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. This one, who is the son of the Virgin, who himself was under a cloud all of his life, in order that he might take your place and my place down here, he's going to the cross to cover even the sin of this woman. And friends, that's what he did. And neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more.